When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And we're going to start it off with another trigger warning.
Now I can't even remember what's the trigger warning about.
Well, we do celebrate being sluts, but trauma. We
sluts?
Do talk sluts and trauma.
We talk about trauma, TikTok. Sluts, trauma, and TikToks.
Right. So,
and look, we just want to reiterate, get out there and be a slut.
Be a slut. Hey, be a slut. By the way, Keely's not even mad at us.
Yeah, and guys, like, get over it, because Keely's not mad at us. Keely loved our song,
and Keely commented on the video. So y'all need to drop the rumor that Keely is still mad at us.
Because she's not.
Y'all are making a big deal out of nothing, and it's really embarrassing. Like, y'all are really embarrassing yourself.
Not embarrassing to us, embarrassing for yourself.
No, and like Keely, like we've all talked. Mm-hmm. We've all talked. So I guess like if this gives you something to talk about, go ahead, but leave our names out of your mouth. Get the story
Take
straight.
Take my name out of your mouth, unless you're a slut that's trying to do slut things with me.
If you're trying to do slut things with us, then you can put my name in whatever hole you want. Jodie Foster. We talk about Jodie Foster. If anybody knows Jodie Foster, or is like a friend of a friend of like her reps, put in a good word for us.
Let us know. You know, put in a good word.
Hey, we would both 69 Jodie Foster separately. I wouldn't. Allie's my couple partner, but I don't need to see Allie 69 Jodie Foster.
I would rub her feet while you 69'd her.
I know you would, you fucking freak. No,
give
this
a little
is,
foot massage.
This is Jodie Foster and Ever Maynard time. This is, nope. You get 100% of Jodie's time, and I get 100% of Jodie's time. And you can rub Jodie's feet on your time, because I'm going to be licking them on mine. If anybody knows Jodie Foster, please send her this podcast and let her know that we would 69 her separately and then also lick her toes if she wanted. If she consented. If Jodie Foster consented.
And if she wants to put her fingers in my mouth, I'll lick them.
Fucking love that, by the way.
You do?
So you're like in the middle of sex and there's fingers in your mouth or somebody takes your fingers and put them in their mouth? You don't like that? It's pretty hot, Allie. You should try it. Stick your finger in Vivian's mouth next time you're trying to bait. Listeners, you'll know what we're talking about once you get to the end of the pod. You never sucked on your own fingers while you're touching yourself?
Mm-mm. You do that when you touch yourself?
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I was trying to trick you to see if you would say yes.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You'd be sucking your whole fucking fist,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I do. That's why my teeth are so crooked. I suck on my fist. Sucking on my fist. I got Vivian bottom teeth.
Oh, no.
I need to get this shit straightened out. Yeah, it's because I've been sucking on my fingers. Hey, listen.
Okay, you dirty gay sluts. Have a
We got to do
day.
Have a great day, you gay sluts. Please leave us a review. Give us a 5-star. We're asking for it. We're asking for it. We're asking for it. We're dirty little sluts and we're asking for it. And we're also asking, hey, if you're a Patreon, if you're like, we need more gay shit like this, we have a Patreon if you're new to the podcast. I said it last time.
And I say a lot of shit on this podcast. I say even more on Patreon.
And I do a lot of reactions, and I will also talk about stuff on the podcast, on the Patreon. I open up on the pod. But I feel like I'm opening up on the regular pod about stuff too. Now, these days.
Yeah, opening them legs.
I'm opening these legs. Oh, before we say goodbye, just a little hello again. March 7th, I will be having my solo show at Nico's in Atwater at 7 p.m. EJ Marcus is going to be featuring for me. March 8th and 9th, I will be at the Vermont Comedy Club. 4 shows total, 7 and 9 p.m., both Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, March 10th, I will be at Zany's Chicago with Maggie Splinters. It's going to be a really nice time. Come out, have a weekend. Have a weekend with me.
Have a weekend with Ever. It'll be great.
It'll be great, you sluts.
You dirty sluts.
Sluts. I'll show you I can fit my whole fist in my mouth.
That's Ever's closer. I definitely can't.
It hits and then I want to gag. I could never S a D. Sometimes I gag when I brush my teeth because I like to get my tongue. And I'll be like,
I do too.
And I try to keep it cool.
I've sucked penises. I hated it every time. And I gagged every time too. And I'll be like, oh, must have a big dick. And I'm like, no, it's just disgusting.
It's yeah. Well, you've also been pimping pimples. You've also been popping pimples around that dick.
Okay.
You've been pimping pimples. No, I couldn't imagine sucking a dick. I can only imagine that it smells weird.
I don't know. There's some, even the idea of you sucking a dick makes me laugh.
It would just be awkward. It would be cringy. It wouldn't be erotic.
We're just like now doing a new episode for this intro.
Y'all love it. I don't know why y'all are mad.
Y'all love it.
And Keely's our friend.
Y'all love it. And we love you, you sluts.
Slut you. You're a slut. Bye.
You're a slut. Bye.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say, y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Friend, why are you feeling emotional?
Well, friend, I wasn't sure, like... But I got this message because I'm a part of this survivors group for Peninsula Village. Mm-hmm. Most listeners know, but for those that don't, it's a place for troubled teens and it's horrible that I was sent to when I was 15. But the like survivors group wants to start making like TikToks to like get our stories out there and what happened to us. And then we're thinking about joining together as a group to do a lawsuit.
Class action.
So we don't think we would like, I know a lot of people have tried to do lawsuits against them independently, but we're all kind of talking and thinking that if we all come together, we might have a much better shot.
Yeah, I think
so.
I think
that just made me a little emotional today.
Yeah, how could it not? All of that's coming flooding back.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be making TikToks?
Yeah. And so I'm not sure what to do about that either. Cause we're talking in the group about like putting TikToks up and then on our personal pages. But then I'm like, I don't, or if we're going to make a TikTok of the survivors group,
that would be the most,
would it be weird to put it on my personal page though?
I think it would be, my friend.
I think it would be for me to be like, I love the scissor.
And then, by the way,
then all of a sudden be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think y'all should do a survivors group.
Yeah, we have a survivors group on Facebook. But yeah, that's what we were talking about, like how we wanted to do stuff. But I'm like, yes, I definitely want to do something. I want to bring awareness, but I don't think it would need to be a separate TikTok outside of my own.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do like a dance with it? Text over a dance.
Can you imagine that? Actually, that's really funny. That's very funny to me to be like, when I was 15, I got sent to a trouble teen. I just knocked my microphone off the table trying to do this dance. I got sent to the troubled teen industry. I didn't go outside for 3 months.
Which is wild. Wild.
Yeah. So wild.
Yeah.
So
how many months? 3. Goo 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 goo. Yeah. That's wild.
I did make this. This is pretty funny. I was just like miserable. There. Everybody's miserable when you're there, but I was miserable, and I don't know why I did this, but I started lying and saying that I heard voices. Then in the middle of a group, and I named the voice Jamie. And then in the middle of a group therapy session one day, I just started screaming, "Stop talking to me, Jamie!"
Yeah.
I think I was like, yeah. I'm fucking bored. Maybe they'll
let me sedate me. Please.
Like anything.
Anything. Yeah, man.
So yeah.
If I had a ghost, if I hadn't been outside in 3 months, I'd be talking to all sorts of voices.
Oh, yeah. My dad and I had this weird thing called connection time.
They called it connection time?
No, me and my dad named it this. So okay. I just had to sit on my bed all day, but I was lucky that I was next to a window for part of the time, because a lot of people aren't next to windows. But I got to have a window to look at. It had bars on it, but, you know, I could still see out.
Yeah, you got window privilege.
At night, at like 9 o'clock at night, right before bedtime, I would look out at the moon and I would say to my dad, "All my love for me to you and all of yours back to me too." And that somehow made me feel better. And so my dad and I told my dad I did that, and he was like, "Oh, that's going to be our connection time." So my mama told me he got this little watch that would go off at 9 each night, and he would stop wherever he was and just close his eyes. And my mom would be like, "What are you doing?" He'd be like, "I'm connecting."
So that's nice. That's very sweet.
It is.
That's very sweet. His
ass still put me in there, but that was very nice. Right.
It is. Right. Yes. Yeah. You know, you could get me out of this, right? We could be connected in the house.
Yes, we could connect at home. We got in trouble because they were saying that our relationship was very inappropriate. What? And we were me and my dad, that our relationship was inappropriate, that we were like too close. And it was that it just gross. Places just it just yeah it's just they're fucked up. But my dad sent me a letter and drew a picture on it, and it was one body and then two heads, and then he wrote like Daddy Allie. And then he had a doctor up in the corner holding a knife. And he was like, "Don't separate us, doc." And that's what he wrote in the letter.
It's funny, but it's fucked up. Because, again, he put you in there.
Yeah, he did. They did.
Layers. Oh. What do you think you're going to wear for that TikTok video? Thought about your...
I mean, obviously... Tits out.
Tits out for that Survivor vid. Yeah, dude.
I'm going to be shaking my ass and talking about trauma. With my tits out.
Out. Tits out. Barefoot. Digging that trench. I mean, you've got to.
Are they still doing them dances on TikTok?
I think right now the thing is to just have like a picture. In a voiceover. I mean, I don't know. I tried to post that fire video too many times on TikTok, and they're like, "Stop doing that." And I said, "I'm not going to stop doing that." And now I only get like 200 views on TikTok. So I don't really post.
Well, I don't really post that much either.
I don't really post that much.
Just every now and then. I really do talk out of the bottom of my mouth.
I noticed that. Let me see if I can.
You noticed that about me?
Have I noticed that about you? Did you just see my mouth move? Hang on, let me see if I can do it. Yeah, I know. How do you mean you're talking out of the bottom of your mouth?
Maybe it's just because my top lip's so small. But I feel like I can always see my bottom teeth when I talk, but not my top teeth.
Let me see if I could just go on. Let me see if I can. I've never thought you talked with the bottom of your mouth, but maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
Do I sound like one of those robot ladies? Would like to go and get a drink of water.
No.
Okay. Okay.
You sound like Ace Ventura.
Hey, tight. I'll take it. I will take it.
Ace Ventura is so problematic now, and I fucking love. I love it.
You know what else is? I've always loved you, Jim Carrey. Even at your most problematic. Jim Carrey, I've always loved you. Have you watched Dumb and Dumber recently? Because that shit's pretty fucked up.
Very fucked up. Very fucked up. That poor bird, man.
Dude, and the way they like sexually harass this woman.
Yeah, they totally do.
Yeah, they totally do. They totally do.
They totally are just sexually harassing
that woman. But she shouldn't dress like it. Like she did. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, if she wasn't dressed like a total slut. It's been so long since I've called somebody a slut.
Dude, isn't it fun?
Yeah, it is.
Slutty little bitch.
It's been a long time since I've been a slut.
Dude, I know you're about to be a slut. I can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be a slut, Allie.
I should be a slut.
Why not? Why not be a slut?
Why not be a slut? Y'all, if you're listening, get out there and be a slut, okay?
Be a slut.
There's only one life. Only one life to live. Be a slut.
Be a slut.
Should we put that on a t-shirt? Only one life to live, be a slut.
What? That's going to be the title of this episode. Only one life to live, be a slut. I'll edit that. Yeah, man, we should put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
I started my nature class, by the way.
Oh, I saw your binder.
Yeah, I got a massive ass binder. My friend EJ Marcus is also in the class, and he's opening for my solo show.
Amazing.
But it was a really nice coincidence. Most of the people are over 50. Mm-hmm. And there is a woman who was, when we had to do our introductions, she was like, well, I'm a dog geneticist. I love canine behavior. I'm a dog geneticist. And I was like, you mean breeder? She was a dog breeder, but she just kept saying dog geneticist.
Oh, that's because people don't like dog breeders.
People don't like dog breeders, but she's breeding those dogs.
They don't like that. She's breeding them.
And our leader, Diane, who everybody loves, was like, oh, yeah, I got my last dog from you. And I was like, busted.
What type of dogs does she breed?
I think they vary from season to season, kind of like vegetables. Hey, right now I might be
breeding. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because we had like seven dogs, but we had a Jack Russell Terrier named Maggie, and we bred Maggie and would sell the puppies.
Mm-mm.
Until Maggie's puppies was bringing in so much money, Maggie got stole out of our backyard. Never saw her again.
Allie, fuck you for this.
What? That happened.
Feels like, are you being for real right now?
Yes, our Jack Russell Terrier, Maggie.
Well, who all knew that Maggie was making y'all that money?
A lot of people.
Okay.
We had a lot of litters in our house.
Is this the TT house? Same mm-hmm. house as TT with the 5 acres?
Yeah. So before we didn't start getting exotics until I was about 11. Before that, we just had like
miniature horses. And miniature dogs.
Miniature horses, dogs, cats. We had guinea hens. We had goats.
Maggie was bringing in what, thousands of dollars?
Oh, I think the puppies were like between $600 to $1,000 a pup.
What? Were they show dogs?
We didn't show her, but she was like a registered.
She must have had fat ass, man. Be making that money.
I tell you what, she did have low hanging teats. When you have that many litters, man, then sucking on them, you get your teats start to hang low.
Well, I'm glad she got stolen. I would like to give you an alternative. I think she was freed.
Yes, maybe she was saved, actually.
Low hanging teats, man.
And she used to bite our feet under the, we'd jump on the trampoline and she'd come under the trampoline and bite your feet.
She's like, put me out of my misery.
she was like, here, I bite, kill me.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, friend of friend, right quick. Hey, friend of friend, just a question, because you still have your breast. How long do you think those bad boys are going to get when you're super old? Is Allie showing me her tits in a way? Like this is a cam video? And she's putting the mic in between her breast. And it looks like a shitty porn from like 2012 shot on an iPhone. The face.
I don't know, because I don't plan to ever have any babies sucking on mine, so I don't know if
but don't they just
think that changes them up a lot.
Okay, so they don't just get low as you get older.
No, they definitely get low. They get low. Okay,
well,
my Uncle Cindy's are about at her waistband. But she'd tell you that herself, so I think it's okay.
So she's like, every other day, she's getting ready to tuck her tits in.
Yes!
She better watch that zipper. She's that left nipple's just about right off now.
Can you imagine somebody walking into a room holding their tit and being like, sorry, I just zipped my nipple up in my pants.
Man, I had to zip my nip, man. Ow!
Dang.
Dang, man. Oof. Did you finish True Detective?
No, I should do that tonight.
Yeah, I just finished it. I just finished it.
Is it great?
Yeah, pretty satisfying. I teared up at the end.
Can we stop making Jodie Foster have sex with men, though?
I know. I was like, she better get a Best Actor award, Best Actress award for this.
I mean, she's always typically to play straight, but I think her character in Naiad, that
is gay.
Queer film that is gay.
Jodie Foster's coming back.
Jodie Foster?
She never left. Get it. Jodie Foster could get it.
Yeah.
And I would actually take it.
Yeah.
I think Jodie Foster could give and take it. Jodie Foster, if you're listening, we would love to have you as a guest. And
we'd love to have you as a guest, and I'd love to have you fuck me.
And I would. What?
Go ahead.
Were you going to spread me open?
Spread me open?
What did you get? You caught yourself.
I don't know. I just made myself giggle saying I want Jodie Foster to fuck me, but I do.
Jodie Foster. If anybody at Hometown Hero has a connection to Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Please let her know.
Please let us know.
69 is on the table for both of us. Allie and I both like to 69, and if Jodie Foster's into it.
And I'll eat her pussy. Like, I won't even try to pop a pimple.
Yeah, that was disgusting, Allie.
It is disgusting. Sometimes I say things on this podcast and then I worry no one's ever going to marry me.
I think about that too. About you, not me. I'm kidding. About me.
I mean,
but you know what? If you're with someone who doesn't value you or appreciate you or be like, oh my God, my wife is so funny, you should hear these stories. Fuck her. She sucks. You should not have to dim your light just because your fucking lame ass ex-wife, your wife sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got a lame ass wife, Allie, I'm going to encourage you to divorce her. If she can't handle that you took a shit in a boot and then walked around New York City for 3 days in it.
Okay, that is not true.
Okay, it's close to true.
It's very close to true, but it's not for 3 days.
Day and a half tops. And you know this. Mm-mm. If anything, I think it's attracting a spouse. I think this podcast is
weird though, because I mean, I get a lot of messages. People really want to be my friend, but nobody's ever like, let me see them titters.
Well, let me ask, are you putting yourself...
that would probably be inappropriate, I guess.
How are you putting yourself out there? Are you putting any sexy photos up or what?
No, I don't do that. I don't know. It makes me kind of like, I'm good at being goofy, but being like, it makes me kind of uncomfortable.
I get it. Hey, I get it. I'm trying to get better at that. I'm bringing back Hot Butch Bronco. Why not?
Dude,
I'm going to be a slut.
But you're good at being a slut.
Sometimes I am. Why not?
It's great. Like, you will post the thirst trapped and I love it.
Thanks, my friend.
Now, that sounded like I was like creaming my pants when I see him.
And I appreciate that. Couple partner to couple partner. And if you
post... I look like...
What?
Go ahead. I was going to say, I look like Casper the Ghost. I need a little tan.
Well, it's the city. It's the middle of the winter.
True that.
Oh my fucking God. So I'm going to Vermont, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Burlington, Vermont, March 8th and 9th, ooh, 4 shows. Whoop, whoop. Teaching a class on Saturday. There's no direct flights that will get me there in time for the show. And
you haven't gotten your flight yet?
No, I got my flight. But because of the time change or the time difference,
yeah.
There's no flight from LA or the surrounding areas that will take you straight to Burlington. You have to do a layover either in like New York or New Jersey.
Are you going to have a layover in New York?
I don't have time to do that. So I have my solo show in Los Angeles, March 7th at Nico's at 7 p.m. I have my solo show on the 7th. My next show is in Vermont on the 8th. And if I fly out on Friday, the soonest I'd get there is 9:45. So I'm looking forward to this travel date. I cannot stress enough. I do my solo show. I go to the airport and I take a red eye 10:30 at night till 6 a.m.
Damn.
At a layover in New York, hour and a half layover and then another whatever hour. So I'm gonna be rowdy as I probably will be on my last leg. And one thing I do know about myself, I tend to get unhinged when I get tired. I'll kick it into overdrive. I'm going to kick it into overdrive and I'm going to be a little tornado.
You can do it. Man, I tried to drink a Celsius thing and I threw up.
Man, I tried to drink a Celsius thing and I threw up. Dude, I just had one.
Those are intense. Right now?
No, yesterday I was writing. Day before.
Get you jacked, man.
Don't get you jacked. But they taste like shit. Mm-hmm. I poured it out because we didn't drink it all. My kitchen still stinks. Remember when I took that pre-workout?
I do.
That's the same thing as Celsius.
Yeah, your eye was, that one eye was,
it was a little nuts. Funky. Have you ever thought about going on Feld?
I remember I did. I accidentally, I didn't know it was the kinky site. And I signed up and I paid $30.
Wait, what?
And then when this is like when I first started doing the sites after the breakup.
But you were like paying to see. You're paying to see who looks at you?
Yeah, there. I didn't realize you could do like free versions and stuff. And so I was just like, oh, I think you have to do this. And I, for some reason, I thought Feld was a lesbian site. Mm-mm. But no, it's a kinky site. Yeah. And like, just people just sending me pictures of just like their abs. And I'm like, okay, but like,
this ain't an aphrodisiac.
Do you like?
Hey, that's really cool. But do you
what's your favorite movie?
Yeah. Hey, how long can you hold your breath? Can you sink to the bottom of the pool?
A lot of like just in town for the weekend.
And that's a lie. That's a lie.
And it's couples too.
A lot of couples.
A lot of couples. And
if sorry, I were a man. Freak, if
sorry,
I were
fellas, sling that ding dong on somewhere else.
Because your popping days are over.
I am done.
Yeah, I've retired. You've retired.
Yeah, I've retired.
Imagine
it would take. Go ahead. Imagine the task.
Imagine the tactic of just saying, just here for the weekend on a hookup app. Oh, man. Yeah, well, I have to fuck you now because when else are we going to fuck? But you really live there.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's nice. I don't want to just hook up with somebody, though. I don't want to do that.
You just said you wanted to be a slut.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I want to be a slut.
Fuck.
I just gotta learn how to like put my emotions out of it, just because I think the fact that my ex is the only person I've ever slept with sober, I have a lot of anxiety around it.
On like your dating profile, do you put sober only people?
No. I don't like mind like dating someone that will have a, you know, we go to dinner, we'll have a drink or whatever. I just don't want somebody that's like regularly,
yeah,
getting fucked up, you know. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be around that shit.
Hey, you know? that's fair my friend.
And I'm like, sometimes when I am around drunk people, I'm like, God, I must have been irritating, because they just say the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, probably if you're that drunk, the people that you're around were probably also that drunk.
True. True.
Oh, my God. Sorry, friend. Here we go.
Oh, that's okay, friend.
I'm tired.
Friend, what's the drunkest you've ever been?
I mean, I don't have any stories like yours. I got... My family still doesn't talk about it. I remember I got two stories coming to my mind. One was at Buckaroo's Bar and Grill the second year I did stand up. I got blackout drunk. I remember getting on the stage, don't remember getting home. The next day, I was sitting on a recliner. My parents could not look at me. Don't know how that night ended, but my family was there. So maybe I should ask. Maybe I should ask my mom what happened.
You should ask.
I've
you
been
should
ashamed.
Definitely ask. I'm embarrassed. And report and back.
Okay, I'll do that. Mary Lou.
It's been over a decade now.
Yeah, I guess it has. Fuck you for that. The second one was in LA. It was of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love, because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'allgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'allgay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'allgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This party. I'm so sorry. I'm so yawning. I'll edit all this out. The second one was in LA at this bar called The Satellite. I was there for my birthday. And I must have been 29, like around then. I got blackout drunk. I went outside to smoke. And I could feel myself getting ready to throw up. And this venue was like next to like really nice houses, and their garage doors were open. So I went into their garage and just puked my brains out in one of their trash cans. And then I went right back to partying. But but they got a nice surprise. It was disgusting. It was everywhere. I think that's the drunkest I've ever been. Besides, you know. Yeah,
I used to pee in people's sinks a lot. I just remembered that.
I think you've already told us this, Sally.
Okay. And I peed everywhere, like on the street and stuff.
But then
I went through a phase where I would sit in somebody's sink.
Kitchen or bathroom?
Typically bathroom. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
How long ago was this?
Well, I remember.
When's the
early 20s?
Okay, what's the last sink you remember peeing in?
Well, I peed in a cup and poured it in a sink.
But you were in the bathroom. Why are you giving yourself these challenges like you're on Survivor?
I don't know. I peed everywhere, man.
Man. Dude.
I did.
Man. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, why don't I have any crazy wild drinking stories? And then it's because I worked either at 6 a.m. or overnight at a Starbucks where people were getting stabbed every other day. So that's my wild story.
Well, I worked at an elementary school, so I really should have had it.
Should have had that together.
A lot more together.
Wow. This is rolling so, out, this, smelling like alcohol for these kids.
Oh, this is so bad ever. One day, okay, so we're on the playground. I'm watching the kids at recess. I'm so hungover. I'm like, and I turn and I look, and one of my coworkers is throwing up on the playground. And so I see that. I'm already hungover. I start throwing up. Now I'm throwing up on the playground. But I'm like, fuck yeah, this is great. Steve's sick. I'm going to go say, I got whatever Steve's got. and then I'll just go home. And mm-hmm. so I went to the principal and I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know if you heard, Steve just threw up on the playground, as did I. Obviously, there's something going around. I must call it whatever Steve has. And she just looked at me and just goes, really, Allie? So you have cancer? Because Steve had a chemo treatment today.
Oh, my God.
And I have never felt like such a piece of shit in my life.
Damn.
Yeah. Isn't that horrible?
Why did he go back to work? I guess our American healthcare system is pretty messed up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just still partially a little drunk. And and Steve was
being a great person. Steve was a great person.
Steve was a great person. You've cracked me up. Man, I loved working at that school. I loved working with all those kids.
What part of Chicago?
Not far from Boys Town. Was it Ravenswood? It's not.
Wow, it's that's like, a nice like school.
Addison. I'm like trying to think of the cross streets.
Yeah, that's
Addison
good...
and Belmont.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's a really good.
It was,
yeah,
Clark.
It was a really great school, and I loved it. I got to work with special ed, and then I also worked with all the kids and
drunk as hell,
just so hungover, and just I mean I just had to have just reeked of Bud Light just all the time. I would also chain smoke and then Febreze myself. But I'm very surprised to find out. I thought people could probably tell, but Brad's mom had no idea I ever smoked.
That's awesome.
And I was like, that's wild.
That's wild because I've been chain smoking up to the doorstep.
Yeah.
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 I don't know, man. I feel like I got a rowdy. You know when you could feel it in you? You're like, something's brewing. I need to be wild.
Yeah.
I think I need to have a 4 a.m. night coming up.
Okay.
I need to have a New York City night.
All right. Go for it.
Waking up inside of me. Talking about Jodie Foster. It's really.
Talking about Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. No, the ending was great. Ending was satisfying. And then as I was tearing up, Neil, we love you, Neil. Neil called and I was like, hey, how's it going? Like a little horse.
Oh, sweet little thing.
Sweet little thing.
Me, sweet little. Hear another story about when I worked at the elementary school?
Go ahead.
I got a few.
Shoot me.
Okay, so.
Shoot me.
In room 308, which was the fourth, fifth special ed room that I worked in, our class pet, I came in one day and our class pet, Green Eggs and Hamster. Mm-hmm. Had passed away.
It's rough.
And I came in and the lead teacher was like, hey, Allie, they're all really upset. Can you just circle them up and talk about like how they're feeling? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so I circle everybody up. And I had this one student, James, and he had, this is not his real name. I'm switching the kids' names.
Right.
But he had a lisp. He was just a bigger kid. He was the kind of kid that's just like his butt crack every time he's sitting down, his butt crack showing.
One of those,
like, that's that kid. And he was so sweet and adorable. And I was like, okay, does anybody want to say anything about Green X and Hamster and how they're feeling? And he raises his hand. He's like, oh yeah, I just want to let everybody know that in 2015 I got a lizard. And he also died in 2015 and they were supposed to live for 6 years. So I understand how everyone feels about Green Eggs and Hamster.
That's so sweet. Like,
it was so sweet. And then we go around at one point, my most challenging student that was in the classroom just starts running laps around the room, screaming at the top of his lungs, out of all the hamsters in the world, why did it have to be Green Eggs and Hamster?
And you're like hungover.
I'm hungover. I'm just like, okay.
Just get it out of the system.
Whatever.
Just get it out of the system.
one of the students stands up and starts doing like this like yoga pose. And I was like, what's going on, bud? He's like, my mom says whenever I'm feeling real upset, I should do yoga. I was like, oh, okay, we'll just keep it in the circle. And then this other little girl goes, Miss Allie, I just wanted to let everyone know that I had a guinea pig and it died. And me and my friend, we dressed it up in a cat tuxedo and we took pictures with it and then we buried it. That's what she said to me.
I would do the same thing.
I was like,
honestly, Weekend at Bernie's, they did the same thing.
And after that, we had everybody came outside. All the special ed classes came outside and we buried green eggs and hamster. And my friend Nick was playing the guitar and he started singing.
Who is Hamsters.
Nick? It's my friend that
was
tall,
he did
at
he
the
work
school.
There? Okay. I was like,
yeah,
just had a...
he was the lead teacher. He was the lead teacher.
Okay.
So Nick starts singing, hamster singing in the dead of night.
No.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly. And so at the very end, the other teacher who I think bought green eggs and hamster, she's crying because of Nick's beautiful song, you know, right, and she goes. And so now we have about, we've gone from having like 12 students in the classroom to now there's like about 50 students, like all the special ed throughout the school outside. And so we're all standing there and Miss Moose goes, if anybody has not gotten to say anything about green eggs and hamster and they want to say something, now is a great time. And then you just hear from the back, in 2015, no. I had a lizard.
No. I mean, yeah. Have you seen Life and Beth?
No,
Amy
but I
Schumer
really want
show?
To. Is it incredible?
Yeah, it's really good. I couldn't stop watching it. I really enjoyed it.
I gotta do that.
Thought it was really
good. Did
charming.
You watch the first season?
First and second. It was two seasons.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
I don't know if there's going to be a
third. Yeah, I got to check that out.
I watched it.
I love Amy Schumer.
Hey,
she's great.
I don't know too much about her. I hope she's doing good. I hope she's doing really good.
I do, too.
Amy Schumer, if you're listening, or if anybody at Hometown Hero or Jodie Foster's agents, if you know Amy Schumer, we would love to have Amy as a guest on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
What number am I thinking of?
23.
7.
Shit.
Okay, you're thinking of 19.
Okay, but let's do between, like, we have to do like a between 1 and 20 or something.
Okay. Listeners, y'all can play along too. Okay. Allie, you're thinking of the number 9.
Very close.
What was it?
10.
Wow. Okay, my turn.
Okay. My friend Ever is thinking of the number 14.
15.
Whoa. Oh my God, we're psychic.
Dude, our intuition is almost spot on.
It's off just a little bit.
Hey, we're trying our best, but our best ain't good enough. Allie picked
my
up this...
Mama- Go ahead.
I was just saying. I was just gonna say.
Mm-hmm. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say. You picked up that dog earlier. Looked half dead. Allie's dog's sitting. All of a sudden on camera.
Hey!
I'm like, that dog looks unwell.
Well, her name is Vivian.
Well, Vivian looks like she's been. What is it? Rode hard and put away wet. Remember that phrase?
Vivi, no, I do not. Vivi is, she has like some eye issues. She's pretty much blind.
Vivi's what I look like after I get fucked.
Vivi does not let me masturbate though.
Ew.
Like.
You just trying to do it next to a dog? And she's like,
well, no, she'll just come up and like start cuddling me. And I'm like, that's too close, baby.
That's because they can smell that. They all know what's going on. I will
they
say,
can smell it.
Smell that. They smell sex. They know what's
up. Oh.
Yeah. I will say I was pissed off and embarrassed. I went to my friend's house for coffee. Uh-huh. And the dog kept like sniffing my butt and my crotch. And I was like, embarrassed. And then he was like, Moshi, out, sit. And he was like, she just does it nonstop all the time. Me and my wife just have to be like, get out, get out. This dog's nose was up my butt. And I was like, man, you're embarrassing me.
That happened to me recently.
I was like,
and
it's
you know
clean.
What?
What?
I lied and I said I was on my period even though I wasn't.
It's not just
I said, oh, it must be my period.
Some dogs are freaks like that. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. And then Arlen was like, no, she just does this. Exhausted by the dog. He should put a disclaimer on his door. Don't be embarrassed. This dog is going to sniff your crotch and we're not going to judge you.
Yeah. We know it's not your ass.
Yeah.
I know it's not your ass, friend. I know it.
I know it's not your ass.
Thank you,
friend.
I know
it's not your ass. Man, I got this new deodorant and I can't tell if it smells like good or if it smells like cheap guys trying to be cool.
What type of deodorant is it? Is it natural?
No, it ain't natural.
You about to stink.
Bitch, I'm not trying to stink. I'm not wearing that Momondo stuff. I'm not wearing Native. I'm like, put a bunch of aluminum on these pits with some fragrance.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm like, give me aluminum.
Let me seep it in. Well, I usually wear Molten Brown. It's a Molten Brown stick deodorant. I think they stopped selling it. I couldn't find it. I know. So I had to buy another one.
I use Certain Dry Clinical Strength.
I hope you put it under your tits. That shit.
I started using Lumi and I put Lumi under my tits and I put it in my crevices between my cooter and my leg, you know, and then in my butt crack and at the little indention at the top of the butt crack.
Are you just rolling this all over yourself or is it a cream?
It's a cream. I put a little on my hands. I say, shwoop.
This woman's making money. Because that's the woman, right? I saw on the All Gay Instagram you've been looking up Lumi. I wasn't looking up Lumi.
I looked. Oh, I thought I was on my personal one.
Let's see you. Yeah, you've been looking at Lumi. Lumi deodorant.
I did. I went to Lumi today and I ordered the starter pack because I had just gotten this one little thing and it's almost gone. So I went and got a starter pack from
Lumi. Lumi, we would love
Lumi.
Lumi, if you could please we would love to be sponsored by you. Sponsored.
I mean,
hey, Keely
really
responded.
Worked.
Did you see Keely, by the way, before I
did.
Y'all, Keely, y'all, you know we were stressing the hell out.
I know. I think Keely must have been stuck under some books for a while and just, you know, she said.
By the little snorkel kit trying to get out.
Yeah. We're so happy that you wrote to us, Keely, and we're so happy you're not mad at us.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
What'd you see, a bird?
No,
you don't. You look more shocked than happy.
Well, I couldn't tell if it was a helicopter or if it was an earthquake. That's a game I sometimes like to play out here, earthquake or helicopter.
Oh, I like to play shots or fireworks.
Okay, yeah, that's always a fun game to play.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm right.
That what?
I'm always like, hey, is this a firework
shots
or is
fireworks?
This a shot? Yeah. Okay.
Man, you used to do fireworks growing up.
Of course, we still do fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet y'all had that artillery shell, didn't you?
We went hard with the fireworks. We drive over to South Carolina, get the big ones.
Yeah. We used to, when we lived off Lower Troy Road, our neighbor Warren, he had a friend that lived out, on the other side of Austin, closer to Buckholz. Y'all don't care. But he had made a castle house. A house out of, to look like a castle. Like a Ren Faire house. And it had a room for doves. A moat. We did not know these people. We would show up and he would put on the most intense fireworks show. And it just grew and grew and grew. But as kids on this stranger's land that had a like self-made castle, it wasn't nice. It looked like it was made out of cinder blocks. We were just running loose. He had this one thing. It was like a fireworks train. I do remember that. And fireworks were attached to it. So as the wheels were spinning, it looked like Christmas lights. You know how they do that?
Oh, wow. Fireworks. Yeah.
I was like, this dude must spend thousands of dollars for this. He's not getting
I went
paid.
To a castle house one time.
Okay.
There was this, I didn't know the guy, but my friend had heard about this castle house. Uh-huh. And we were like 16 and we drove over there.
This story's going to end bad.
We were like, let's just knock on the door and see if we can look at this castle. And so we went and knocked on the door and it was just like, I don't know, man in his like 30s, 40s, and 30s. Just seemed like a recluse. And I just remember he showed us some skulls and some teeth. And I don't know where he got those from, but he was like showing us around. He was like, and these are all my skulls.
And
I don't know if they were what they were. But after
y'all were
we
not
decided.
Like, we should go, we should leave. You were like
after he was like, these are my skulls and these are real human teeth. We were like, oh, you know what? We have a curfew.
What? You knocked on a stranger's house that lived in a castle.
Yes. I knocked on a stranger's this strange
and
man.
Just gotten out of
just
lighthouse.
Just gotten out.
What is it called?
Peninsula Village.
Peninsula Village.
Lighthouse of God was my church. Village.
Peninsula Village. You had just gotten out of the peninsula and you're like, I need to knock on this stranger's door. Was it neatly kept? Do you remember
it
that?
It literally looked like a castle. Like when you went in, like.
Were the skulls it,
like,
just
you, like
there?
You came. Yeah, like displayed, like art. Weird. I've thought about that castle and I wonder if I'd like to figure out where it is. I'd like to go back.
Some internet sleuths. He's probably a serial killer. You don't even know.
He might be.
Who's collecting skulls and teeth? Go ahead.
Oh no. My Uncle Danny, he used to drive by this guy's house and tell us about how he was a serial killer. Uncle Danny used to lot us. No, this is a different guy that lived not far from us.
Did he have proof?
No, but Uncle Danny was very, very good at telling scary stories. Like, for instance, for Bub's birthday one year, I think he was turning like 8 or something. He had like all these kids over for a sleepover, and Uncle Danny was going to tell a big scary story. Mm-hmm. And so Uncle Danny tells this scary story, and he talks about this old lady, and he's like, and if you look out in the pasture at night, sometimes you'll still see her. And my drunk ass dad is out in the pasture with my mom's pink robe on and a Cher wig, and he's just walking through the pasture. Every single kid left his birthday party.
That sucks. That's so right? funny. Oh my god, that's so fucked up. Wow.
Uncle Denny also did this one where we had this treehouse and it had a window And Uncle Danny had stuffed these jeans and put like shoes on it and everything. And he was talking about like, sometimes you can hear something on the roof and you didn't notice that he was like pulling this little rope. And then all of a sudden he pulled it hard and those legs shot through the window.
Oh my God.
Fucking terrifying, man. We'd get scared because we'd walk from the big house up to the barn because my Uncle Danny lived in the apartment above the barn. Mm-hmm. And me and my cousin would start crying and be like, we're scared. We need a flashlight. And then he'd say, don't be a whiny ill-gut. He said, no more scary stories if you're a whiny ill-gut.
When you're like, you're terrifying the shit out of us, so this is your fault. You live in the safety of the barn.
I love going to Uncle Danny's.
I mean, if I could live in a barn, I think I would.
It was not. I love the smell of a hayloft.
I love the smell of a hayloft. We used to play in this at my popo's barn. He would have, it wasn't really, it was like this big, he built this enclosure in the barn and it was filled with maize, you know, for the cows and stuff. And
yeah,
we would just sit in there and like bury ourselves in this maize. Like pop out and like have a lot of fun barefoot. Of course, there's probably like corn snakes all up in that shit, but we didn't.
Oh, care. Man.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. But I love that smell.
I love that smell. Also love the smell of fly spray.
I don't know that smell.
Yeah. It's like when you ride horses, like you put fly spray on them so flies don't be bothering them.
I've never had that luxury.
Yeah. You know what my horse's name was?
What was it?
Same name as your dad, Otis.
Otis? Hell yeah, man. Well, friend, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, friend. Is it that time?
I think it's just about that time.
Alrighty, friend.
Well, listen, y'all. Keep an eye out for Allie's new TikTok, Survivors of... Peninsula Village. Allie is going to be spanking that ass, doing some dances, talking about trauma. I dare you to dress like a little slut.
Total slut. Like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. This is what happens. Yeah, like a schoolgirl slut. Talk about your trauma.
Yeah.
I'm this way because of that. I know that's not very, it's just a little gallows humor. Don't be mad.
They did tell me I was very promiscuous.
Promiscuous.
Which I suppose I was a bit, but that's all right.
I'm glad for you.
Thank you.
You know who I still think about? I was thinking about promiscuous girl. That's Nelly Furtado.
Fergie.
Promiscuous girl.
You're turning me on. You're teasing me and you're turning me on. Promiscuous girl. Talking about your trauma. Saddle. Okay, you're going to wear saddle shoes, a hot ass pair of underwear, and like a slimpy, you know, negligee type thing. And then.
I'll be spending a large amount of money on all of these items. I'll be spending a large amount of money on all these items for my trauma TikToks.
Yeah, trauma talk. Dibs, that's our idea.
What do you think the people in the survivors group would say if I go and write that right now?
I'm a survivor. They would say,
y'all, I'm definitely down, but what outfits are y'all wearing?
Are we going to have like a sentence where we each say one word out of the sentence and somebody edits it? Who's going to edit these? Because I do not have the bandwidth.
I don't have a budget for my trauma TikToks.
Do we have a sponsor behind this? We would love to be sponsored by Hometown Hero. I'm going to get high tonight.
I am too. That's what I'm about to do.
With that dead ass looking dog?
Listen, I'm going to need you to be a little bit nicer to Vivi. Vivi, come
I'm not being mean. She just looks like, you know, that scary stories to tell in the dark in the night. She looks like one of those book covers.
Well, she does kind of look like her eye could pop out at any moment, but like,
and her face has got
it
all
hasn't. She's a white dog with a very brown face. I don't know how to not.
Well, her eye could pop out, but it hasn't yet. She's a survivor.
Vivi is, man. Oh my gosh.
We all stay gay.
Stay gay. Y'all are so gay. And we love that.
We love that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.